Blog Talk Radio.
I have a victory.
I won't be defeated.
Our people believe it.
power against me. Because greater is he that is within me. Ah, hallelujah. In the end, I'll receive what he has for me. Come on, say I am a conqueror through him that loves me.
we came back on, and then we were away for 2 weeks because of the holidays. But we're here. I'm praising God. Prophetess, are you in the house?
Yes, lovey, I am in the house. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. My darling, I have had the worst headache all day long. And the the closer they got to the show, it got worse and worse. But I rebuked that devil.
I know that's right.
If it's just me and you, I said that. I said, we going to do this.
That's right. You know, that's amazing because we talk about that a lot when we are doing our prayer call. And, you know, the good thing about it is, Lovey, I love when you and I conversate is because I wanted to share this right before we go into prayer is because the Lord always bring us together. People would actually think that we live next door, but we don't. You're like clear across the state, you know what I'm saying? And so, but, you know, really, it's amazing because when I was listening to the Lord the other day, just a few days ago, and that particular thing came to mind, you know, about how it doesn't matter how many people that we have, you know, on the line or how many people attend our events or either how many people attend church, you know, the whole point of it is this, is that we complete our assignments. And so, you know, so many times people get discouraged. Yeah, and really, so many people, we get discouraged, you know. And then I sometimes when we're doing our prayer call, sometimes we have two people on the line, sometimes it's three people, sometimes it's six or seven, but, you know, sometimes it's like a lower number of people. And, you know, the Lord just told me those who are supposed to be on there will be on there. Now, granted, some people have to work and they can't get away, but then the Lord showed me, when you go back to Facebook or you go to Twitter or you go to Google Plus or any other of those social media sites, you know, when I look and I stroll down, I see the same people, you know, some that want prayer, but they're too lazy to join a prayer line. What are you doing? You're posting. Come on now. You know, and so God showed me that people will tune in to what they want to tune into. You know what I'm saying? But at he said, at the same time, do not get discouraged by that. He always tells me, do not get discouraged. I was like, okay, God, now, you know, you told us to do this, and you giving us this assignment, you know, but then the people don't want to come, but you get these inboxes. Can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? And I be wanting to tell them, can you get on the line? Can you get on the line? Yeah,
right.
So you can join
That's
in prayer,
right.
not just pray for yourself. Yeah, so not just so you can pray for yourself, but you can join in and pray in agreement with other people. Can you just stop posting for 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying, and get on the line? I mean, this is a unity thing. Are you serious? And so God has been dealing with me about that lately, you know, and because at first I was like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. And God's like, when I tell you to speak, you better speak. And so he called me on that thing. He really called me out on that thing, and I had to say, it, you know, and of course some didn't like it, and that's okay. But the bottom line is we do what we want to do, and we have to learn how to die to that flesh, because that flesh is like, oh, let me get on Facebook, or let me get on Twitter, or let me get on Instagram and see what's happening here, when right then and there God has already said there's a prayer call at 12 o'clock, you need to be on there. But we keep on posting, and before you know it, oh, did you get my prayer request? Help me, Jesus. No, God is not, he is not pleased with that.
I totally agree, and it just doesn't happen to you. It happens to all of us, and I realize, before you pray, I just want to make this, put this out there, since we're talking, and this is real talk, you know, let's talk real talk. Something happened to me that blew my mind, okay? I had did a post, and my friend, Tony Lee, took my post. It's my picture now. My picture with my saying, put it on his page. Mind you, and it's the same saying. He got 300 and something likes. So it's not always about what the word is. We don't focus on what the word is. We focus on who the person that's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense? So
certain
people will gravitate to, instead of gravitating to the word of God, gravitating to the message that's coming to you from God, they gravitate to the person.
To the person.
We're so people visual that we don't see that it's God.
Right.
We and you know how doctors don't play favoritism. We play favoritism. So I'm not going to support Caroline because she ain't about, you know, I'm not feeling her. I'm not supporting Angela because I'm not feeling her. But I'll support Leticia because I feel her. You know, she's funny, blah, blah, blah. We gravitate to people rather than the word of God.
Right.
Something that's promoting God. Listen, people going to crucify me. If I say you're going to be blessed, I get 100 likes. If I say live right, I'm going to get 3.
Oh, yeah. You can believe that.
Gravitate to blessings, and people gravitate to who they like. But it's not who they like. It's the word that we should gravitate to. It's what God is saying, you know? So because you like this person, you just going to like their stuff, or you going to look at the word, examine the word, and say, this is good word.
Right.
It's the word. So, Lovey, it's about the word. It's about two things. It's about finishing your assignment. I do feel sometimes discouraged, and God said to me, it's not about them, but it's about your obedience.
Right, exactly. Always, my God, always. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what we're facing, what we're dealing with. I don't care if 10 is with us or 2 are with us. It's about our obedience to God. Because end of the day, obedience is keeps us in the favor of God. It keeps us in the grace and mercy of God. And when we honor Him, we honor Him through our obedience. When we don't obey, we are dishonoring Him. We really are. He is such an awesome God. We really have to obey Him. Yes, Lord.
So, Prophet, if it was just me and you, and God gave us an assignment, what He's going to honor is our obedience.
Right. Exactly. Right. Because you know what, Lovey? He looks at it like this. What I hear God saying is that, you know, he's gonna honor us if it was just you and I. And you know why? Because of the simple fact that we didn't say, okay, nobody showed up, let's cancel. You know, so many people that does that, you know, nobody showed up, let's cancel. Nobody signed up for that. Nobody signed up, has registered for the conference yet. But I didn't hear God say cancel. And I know, you know why? Because He gave me that assignment. And the bottom line is, if it's just myself and the speakers and the conference team, then we're still going to have the conference. Because somebody in that conference team, whether they're the speakers, whether they're participants, you know, whether they're on the team, somebody, even myself, there's a reason why we are supposed to be there. There's a reason why we have been ordained to be there, not just to give, you know, the word, but to receive the word as well. And so it doesn't matter, you know, who shows up or who's on the line. The whole point of it is, are we obedient? Did we do what God tell us to do? You know, God pleased. I want to know, God, are you pleased with what I did? I just wanted to make sure that I pleased you, God. You know, I'm not looking at the numbers. We're not looking at the numbers, God. We're looking at you because you are the one that matters. You, God, you know. And so when He sees our heart, that's what's in our heart, He honors that. And that right there, that'll keep me going right there. The rest, you know.
And this is where our topic going to come in. And then you're going to pray because sometimes we look at things so differently, and I was looking at this so differently. But as we begin to speak, the Holy Spirit is showing me something. Sometimes we got to beat our bodies under subjection to be obedient to God. Paul said, that he beat his body, right, so it could become obedient. So that means that you sometimes have to get violent with yourself to be about kingdom business. Because you know what? I can be honest with my flesh, and I say, you know what? I ain't doing this radio show no more because it's just me, this, that. But I have to beat myself into obedience.
Right.
I'm going to get past my flesh. I'm going to let you do, girl.
That's good. Help us, Jesus, and He will. Oh, Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, we are such an awesome God, and we just bless your name on today, Father God. We thank you already that your presence, we thank you, Father God, that your presence is already with us, God. We thank you that you are already on the line before we even dial the number, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us for such a time as this, Father God, to minister your word, to share your word, to teach it, to preach your word, Father God. We count it a privilege. We count it an honor, a joy to be a vessel in this hour, in this season, Lord God. And so I thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what is about to transpire today. Father God, I pray that someone is blessed. I pray, Father God, that whoever is on the line, Father God, that they are blessed, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy on us today. Open up our spiritual ears so that we will hear what it is that you are saying to us individually, God, so that we can continue to grow. And as we continue to grow, that we can share that growth with others, Father God. Remind us, Father God, that it is all about the kingdom, God. And so we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love, Holy Spirit. Again, you are already here, and so we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, I love this topic. I love this topic. Yes, I love this topic, taking it by force, because the other day I was just listening to God, and you know, you and I talk all the time, and so I'm just going to keep it right there. But we share. It's like we came from the same mother or father, but we did come from the same spiritual father, and so that's understandable. The God of all creation, He knew what He did when He put us together. So but it's not by accident that we feel each other even when we're so far away. I was thinking, as I was listening to the Lord, and He said the other day, just dealing with a lot of things right now, and I was just, I was asking God, I was like, why am I so angry? And because I was angry. I was just really, really angry. Not to the point of being angry with others or being angry to hurting anybody. I was angry. Yeah. I was mad with the devil. I was mad at him. I was angry with him. Oh my God. And I was like, oh Lord, where is this coming from? And the Lord was telling me, because this is natural, because you can't play around with him. You can't play around with the devil. And so many times, we as believers, we try to play around with him, having conversations with him and just allowing him to wreak havoc in our homes and in our families and things like that. And then the Lord immediately told me, he said, when you're going in and pray, we can't go in, especially as intercessors, we can't go in and just play around in the enemy's territory. We have to take the word of God boldly, into that territory. Mm-hmm. And we have to pray the word of God, to the tea. And it's not so much as, you prayed a long prayer. You can pray a simple, short prayer, and God will still hear that prayer. I don't know where these folks coming from where say you have to pray a prayer for 30 minutes before God to hear you. No, that is so not true, because pray a simple prayer to God. Right. And as long as our hearts are pure, and you know what I mean, and he's accepting our worship, and he's accepting our praise, and we're praying his word. And see, we have to be mindful that we're praying, we're moving by his spirit. We're praying according to the spirit. Right. And so if God gives us a long prayer to pray, we pray that. But if he gives us a short prayer, and then just keep it moving, then that's between us and God. But anyway, he was telling me how he gave me that word where it says the kingdom of heaven set for violence, and the violent take it by force. When I first got saved, and we first get saved, we want to preach to everybody. We want to tell everybody we want to beat them over the head with the Bible, and we want to fuss at them. We thinking that fussing at them is going to do some good, but thank God we grew up. But when I first heard that scripture, the Lord, I really didn't get understanding about that. He over time he just gave me some understanding about it. But I was looking at it when he gave it to me the other day. But when I first read it, I thought to myself, I said, well, how are we going to be violent if we're supposed to be God's children? I didn't know, I didn't understand. And so that's why it's always good to really get understanding. And then when I looked at it the other day, and what God was showing me is that, it's not about being violent. It's just that when we pray, when we pray our prayers, you know, and we're casting down and we're binding and loosing and we're calling things out, when we're declaring his word, we have to do it with force. You know, we have to go in there. We have to, I mean, really go into the spiritual realm, and we have to call some things down. I mean, we have, you know, if we know the enemy is attacking us and attacking our families, we can't go in there playing hopscotch and tic-tac-toe with him. We got to go in there and call him down for the enemy and cast him out for the enemy that he is. You know, and that's what God was showing me when he gave me that, you know, and I was like, okay, God. And so that scripture, I pulled it up, but I pulled it up in the Amplified verse, and I want to read it to you. I want to read it, just share it real quick. And it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent assault, and violent men seized it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied up until John, and if you are willing to accept it, John himself, who has to come before the kingdom, he who has ears, let him hear and heed my words. But then it went down, and I kept reading further, and it says, but to what shall I compare this generation? It is like little children. It is like little children sitting in the marketplaces who call to the others and say, we piped the flute for you, playing wedding, and you did not dance. We wailed sad dirges, playing funeral, it says, and you did not mourn and cry aloud. And then he goes on to say, for John came neither eating nor drinking with others, and they said he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking with others, and they said, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, including non-observant Jews. Yet wisdom is justified and vindicated by her deeds in the lives of those who respond to me. And so when I was just kept looking at that and then looking at that, and what God was showing me is that, you know, we're gonna face many things as we go to do the will of the Father, as we go, because he's given us an assignment. Yes. But so many people are going to attack us, and those people that try to attack us are not just going to be the ones that are not saved. It's going to be some of those who are saved as well, because so many of us, our minds have gotten twisted in this hour that we're living in. We're calling ourselves leaders, but our characters are acting ugly. Our integrity is all jacked up. And so God is saying in this hour, listen, if you want to follow me, you have to do what I tell you to do. Don't worry about what others say. Look at John. John wasn't worried. I mean, he wasn't worried about no car, no house. He didn't worry about who was going with him, no friends, no nothing. He just declared that the Messiah was coming and that we need to prepare the way for the Lord. That's what he was saying. Everything else he wasn't worried about. And the same with Jesus. He said, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with others. So in other words, you know, we look to be in sync with our own kind, because we are all saved. But all of us may not be saved, but all of us are not filled with the Holy Ghost. All of us may be saved, but all of us don't have clean hands and a pure heart. All of us may be saved, but all of us are not operating the way that God wants us to operate. And so what God says is, in this hour, we have to be willing to take we have to be willing to do the task. We have to be willing to take it by force. In other words, if God has called us to prophesy, if he called us to speak a prophetic word, that prophetic word that he may, you know, tell us to give, it may not be like you were saying, oh, God's going to bless you. You know, God's going to rain down some money on you. You know, we can shout for that. Oh, God's going to do this. God's going to do that. You know what I mean? But when we speak that prophetic word that God has given us to speak, that will bring a person to a place of correction, you know, sometimes, you know, that's a forceful thing right there, because automatically sometimes the offense go up. You know, the offense go up to the person, the defense go up to the person that we are speaking to, and then all of a sudden they can't hear what God is saying in us. And God is saying, you can't back down now. We have to continue to take it back by force. We have to take our children back, our finances, our homes, our buildings, our whatever God has told us that belong to us, you know, what he has told us to place our hands over on as an assignment. We have got to decree. We have got to declare the decreed word of God, because he is the king. He's the one that decrees it. He said we have to declare his decreed word, that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. And it doesn't matter what, how people look at us. You know, you may see me talking to anybody, because you never know who that person is. You never know what God is doing in their life. You know, we have to be willing to go in, you know, and pray on behalf of the drug addict, on behalf of the sexual offender. agenda. We have to be willing to go in and pray for those, you know, who are dealing with all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, without walking in fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so we have to be able to go in that room, in that closet, wherever we call it, the prayer room, the clair closet, wherever God has called us, and we have got to start praying the word of God back to him and giving it back to him the way that he gave it to us, without being concerned about what others think about us. Just like, you know, in this verse where it says that Jesus, that he was a friend of tax collectors and sinners. You know, we're so saved now, we're like, well, I'm not going to communicate with them because, you know, they not saved and they not this and they not that. But how do we know that God did not strategically planted that person in our path just so we can tell them about Jesus Christ? And so we're so busy judging folks. There's no way we can go into the kingdom and into the kingdom of heaven and take anything back down until we get our minds right, until we get our hearts right, until we get our souls right. And so that's what God was showing me with that, because at the bottom it says, the last verse, it says, yet wisdom is justified and vindicated by her deeds in the lives of those who respond to me. So when we're responding to God, we're already justified. He's already taking care of us. So it doesn't matter what people throw our way when we go and do those things. You know, when we go and speak the word of God and we go in these different places that some may not go in. You know, I was listening again to the Lord the other day, and I was just listening, you know, and he was saying to me, how would one feel, you know, if they were to look up and see you in a club? The first thing they say is, ooh, I saw Prophetess in the club the other night. You know what I mean? And so, and, you know, my first thought would be, did you see me dancing? What did you see me doing? Did you see me dancing? You know, and I'm just like reliving this scene, you know. It's amazing how God is. He has a sense of humor. You know that. But it's amazing how he allowed me to see that. And I literally saw myself, you know, there. And the person was asking me, they're like, what are you doing here? You know, they had already told people they saw me there. You know, it was like a movie. They start texting people and taking pictures. Yeah, I saw her in the club, and, you know, and I was like, okay. And it's like, well, what are you doing here? And I said, well, what are you doing here? You know, am I dancing? You know, and to make a long story short, I'm there, you know, I was there, you know, talking to somebody, getting them out of a situation, but I wasn't there like having a party or, you know, just going clubbing, you know. And God told me, he was showing me through that, don't be surprised. And what he was saying is, do not be surprised where he would send us in this hour, because he's going to bring us to a place of sending us to places that we thought we may not go. But some of us won't go because they'll say, oh, I'm not going over there, somebody might see me. But God told you to go. So are we going to be concerned? Are we going to be concerned about whether somebody's going to see us? Or are we going to be concerned about God gave us an assignment and we need to go and minister that word wherever God told us to go to minister that word? Because somebody may be giving up on life. Somebody may be at the verge of, you know, just giving their life away, you know, giving their life to Christ. We don't know that, but they may be caught in between. That we might be that blessing that God sent away. So come on, let's go. It's time to go. I've had it done to me, you know. So we cannot be afraid. The Bible, it says, we take it by force. Well, you know, is there some kind of limit on the force, or, you know, can we water it down, or, you know, can we just, when I think about John the Baptist, I don't see anything about him being watered down. That brother was on it. He didn't care about what he looked like or smelled like. He didn't care about any of that. The only thing he cared about was doing the will of the Father, making way for the Lord, the Messiah, our Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's all he cared about, doing the will of the Father. Just imagine if we all were like that. We ain't care about nothing else, you know, but doing the will of the Father. Amen, lovey?
Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there, Papa.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm teasing you, but, you know. Awesome, awesome. I love it. What the Lord gave me is, it says, from the day of John the Baptist. That means it started with him and it's still going on now. But he gave me this scripture. We both are dealing with the same scripture, but then he made it more, spiritual. You know, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and the same thing you were saying, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Check this out, all right? Now, we are wrestling.
right? We're wrestling to fulfill our purpose. We're fighting to stand strong in the Lord because we have an opponent. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And as you said, he don't play. He don't play. He don't, listen, he ain't want to take prisoners. If he can kill you, if God was given permission to kill us, he would. He just wants to take us down. So we suffer violence. Listen, John the Baptist, he suffered violence by Herod, right? He was, what he did, imprisoned John. And he soon beheaded John. Listen, and John was a bad man. He was a forerunner for Christ. He didn't take any credit. He says, listen, there's a man that's coming that I'm not even worthy to tie his
shoes.
I'm not worthy even to tie his shoes. I'm not worthy for that. So he let it be known. So listen, this man is the forerunner for Christ. So now the enemy uses anything and anybody. So what did they ask? For the head of John the Baptist, right? But listen, and then soon after John the Baptist, the world was against Christ. And what did they do? They were violent towards him, right? But in essence, they didn't know that the violence that they were doing to Christ was making us winners. And when we suffer violence and we suffer shame and people coming up against us, and they will, because remember, we work not against flesh and blood. We are in a war, baby. This is war, and our opponent is violent. He is treacherous. He don't care who you are. He's not asking how old you are. He's not asking what color you are. He is not. He doesn't. He is no respecter of persons. So we can't be no wimp. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We can't be lazy in the and that's what we are. Some of us, you know what? As you said, we go into praying and Lord, you know, I feel so tired about the situation. You know, I've been losing my joy and my peace. I said, the devil is a liar. We're going to take our joy back. We're going to take our peace back. We're going to take our health back. We're going to take our finances back. Don't go, the devil ain't going to listen to Satan, you better leave my children alone. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You listen, you better get the heck out of here. I'm not playing with you. The blood of Jesus, listen, he has power, but he does not have a piece of authority against us. And that's the thing. We whimper to him through fear. We whimper to him through unbelief. We don't know who we are, because if we knew who we are in Christ Jesus, we won't be these little fearful little mouse that see the cat and running. Because you know, we got power and authority. And it's not to make us look good, but it is to build up the kingdom. Building up the kingdom, meaning going to the highways and the byways and compelling them to come. Preach that gospel. Preach like you lose your mind. Go in that prank closet and pull down some strongholds. And resentment. Stop being lustful. Stop being jealous. Stop being thirsty. Got some crazy apostles and bishops that crazy and lustful. No, we ain't got time for that. We gotta get about our father's business and take it by force.
Take it by force.
Into our flesh. We cannot feed into our desires. We want the things that God wants for us. And you made a perfect point. John the Baptist was about the will and doing what God called him to do. And Jesus was the same. We say this is like the third time I'm saying this because I love it. Jesus said, I eat the will of the Father. We got to get excited about the things of God. We take delight in doing things for God. But what we do is that we allow the violent behavior of our enemy who comes in through circumstances. Listen to me. He comes in through circumstances. He comes in through people talking about us. He comes into us feeling so, what should I say, oppressed and depressed. He's coming in through. We're listening to the enemy instead of slapping him in the face and stomping on that devil and telling him who we are and whose we are. What we do is we whimper and not use violence. He's coming violent to us now. This Negro is violent and he's vicious. whomever he wants to use. Sister, girl, prophetess, my darling, my love, he will use anybody. I realize that I cannot put confidence in the flesh. Come on.
Yeah.
Because people with you today and tomorrow, oh, my God, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
They treat you like if you and them weren't friends. Come on now, they eat and drink with you. And that's the people that he can be used, people that are easily influenced, people that will listen to foolishness about you or think that it's
right.
God that's speaking to them when it's actually it's just the enemy coming in by
force. It's
the
enemy. Yes. That's true.
Coming by force. Now listen to me, prophetess, my darling. Listen, sometimes you are in the Lord and you are just about God and you're just doing your business and you and while you're doing it, your enemy who is your friend is plotting against you. Oh my Lord,
they're frenemy
because the enemy is talking to them and instead of them just being open to God. They're receiving the violence of Satan because Satan comes in rough and speaking against your friend is a violent act.
Yes, it is.
And then when you begin to murder your friend with talking about them, come on, you are being violent towards the kingdom. People get it twisted. You think that you are talking evil about me. You think you're ostracizing me. You think you're putting me down. Actually, you're coming up against God and his kingdom.
Against God and his kingdom, right.
And we are about our business. So don't get it twisted. After a while, God is going to be vexed over you coming up against him because
we are just
instruments. Come on, baby.
Yes.
I just want us to understand that we cannot sit back and allow the enemy to dictate to us. We cannot allow the enemy to continue to oppress us. Listen, this is what he wants to do. This is how he comes. He comes violently to assault us, to afflict us, to oppress us. To contain us. He just wants to contain us in a little bubble where we are fearful to move forward because of what Tom said, because of what Dick said, because of her opinion, because of his opinion. Come on now. We John the Baptist didn't care. I love it, lovey. You said John the Baptist didn't care what people said.
Right.
He suffered violence for the kingdom. You know where John is now? John is chilling.
Yes.
He's chilling. You know why? Because he accomplished his assignment. We are so caught up in ourselves sometimes. You know, the greatest violence to come against is self, is flesh. We need to get violent with our flesh.
Entertaining
our flesh. What did Paul say, as I said earlier? He says, he beat. Paul says, I beat my flesh under subjection.
Under subjection, that's right. Obedient. Yes.
Do you hear me tonight? Boo, we got to beat this flesh, because sometimes I get angry.
I know.
The Holy Ghost got to beat me. He got to tell me like a T.I. is. He got to say, to Angela, that attitude is not right.
Because
sometimes I get vexed with foolishness. I can't tolerate foolishness, and I have to remember we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I cannot stand people who say they're gonna do something and don't do it. You know, we are so lazy. Listen, don't say you're gonna do something and do the opposite of what you say
and
never
do the opposite.
Say you
stop.
This is foolishness.
Yeah. You know, it's good that, you know, I'm glad you said that because I was, I was sitting here thinking today and I was, you know, evaluating and I said, okay, I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what, I said, Lord, in 2014, I basically got away from basically coming out of the box, you know, stopped being so boxed in. And then 2015, started walking away from religion. And then 2016, we ain't having that. We ain't going back. You know?
That can kill you, bro.
Yes, it can, you know. And then, you know, I just evaluated, just thinking about, you know, we have so much to do in the earth. We have so many assignments to complete. Yes. Foolishness is not on the agenda, and dealing with folks who are acting foolishness is not on the agenda.
Right.
You know, it's like when you're hungry. Well, after, you know, when the Lord has pulled us out of something and He shows us things that, you know, not only that, it's that when we mature, when we grow up, you know what I mean? We can be 50 years old and still have a 10-year-old mindset and still call ourselves saved. So God is, he is really calling us a body as His children to really step aside and stop dealing with so much foolishness. It's a lot of stuff that we deal with that God has said, you don't even have to hold a conversation with that. Let it go. You know, you don't even have to give a response to that. Let it go. You know, and so last night, you know, after I had dealt with some things, at first I was a little just moved. And then I said, oh, my God, look, I'm not dealing with this. Just what I said. I said, I'm not dealing with this. And the Lord said, go to sleep. And I'm telling you, lovey, I laid down. I laid down because I was like, oh, my goodness, you know. And so after when I laid down, lovey, and I had really, this is how I know that I really released it to God, is because when I laid down, now listen to me, when I laid down in my bed, my body was there, but something heavy, my God, lifted from me as I was laying on that bed. And I am telling you, lovey, my spirit was so at peace, and then God began to show me why He allowed certain things to happen, even though it didn't happen the right way. But listen, He told me to relax in His presence. And I'm telling you, lovey, what that thing lifted from me, and I just began to say, thank you, God. And then He starts showing me all the things that I had coming up this year, not things that I assigned myself to, but things that He assigned myself to. And then the only thing I could do was say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I could say was thank you, Jesus, because I know the things that I have to do this year. I know some of the things that I am faced with this year. You know what I mean? And so God was like, He was just telling me, relax, relax. I got this. And all I could do was say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all I could say, because I'm telling you, that weight that had just weighed me down just like that. You know, at first it was like, you know, I ain't tripping, you know, and then the next thing, you know, it was like, boom, I was like, what?
The situation was trying to contain you, huh?
Trying to contain me, yes. And then when I said, I'm not doing this at all. And I said, okay, God, look, you know, He said, go to bed. When He said, go to bed, you got to tell me for one time, look, when He speak, I'm doing it right then and there. And so, like I said, when I laid down and that thing lifted off of me, I'm telling you, it was like I had dropped 100 pounds. I'm not even kidding you. And when I woke up this morning, all I could say was, God, You are such an amazing God. You are just such an awesome God. And He is such an amazing God. And so that's why when we are hungry, and we are thirsty for God and just doing the things that He called us to do, it doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter what we face. Yes, things get heavy sometimes, but God wants us to trust Him so much to the point that we will look to Him. The Bible says, look to the hills to where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, the heaven. He's the maker of heaven and earth. And so, you know, I'm so excited because, you know, I know that God is able to do everything that He said He's going to do, you know, and I know that in this time that we're living in, even though things are going to get rocky, you know, I hear God saying things are going to get rocky in the government, things are going to get rocky in the finances, things are going to get rocky in some families, things are going to get rocky in the communities, but what He want to know is that can He trust us to stand on His foundation? Can He trust us? Can He trust us and rely on us to be kingdom vessels, to still do the things that He has called us to do? You know what I mean? And we can do it if we just keep our minds right, if we can just allow the Lord to transform our minds. And we read that scripture, I mean, like it's nothing. But when we keep reading these scriptures and we're not implementing, and there's no change, and we just start to sound like a broken recorder. We're saying it over and over and over again, but yet we're not doing anything to apply it to our lives to make change, to bring change come about. And God wants to know, are we really going to stick this thing out? Are we really going to run the race? I mean, we're really going to really truly run this race. It doesn't matter what comes our way. And so when I'm working on the things that God has called us to do, and I'm praying for people, and I'm seeing God doing just glorious things in the lives of his people who are just being obedient. You know, I'm rejoicing with them because we're all supposed to be rejoicing with each other together. That's how we're supposed to be doing. But it ain't happening like that. But that's another
right.
another show. But anyway, that's another topic.
Yes.
So,
that's right.
You know, but he wants us to come together. He wants us to go in this thing, take the violence, take it by force. He wants us to go in and start praying on one accord. You know what I mean? Stop praying for these houses and cars. We got four houses and we can't live in all of them at one time. You know, he wants us to start. What about praying? You know how we start, we can get on a fast. You know, we start fasting and praying when we want God to do something for us. But let somebody else say, you know, what did God say? I need you to start praying and start fasting for that person. We're like, well, Lord, what you want me to fast for that for? You know what I mean? I mean, come on now. Are we at that point that we can really, you know, go on a fast for someone who needs us to go on a fast for them, especially when God told us to do it? You know, I mean, we really got to start thinking about looking at, you know, this picture with a much bigger mindset. We have to allow our thinking to expand. We have to allow what God is showing us. You know, when we look at the things of God, first of all, when we look at God, he's a big God. So we can't put him in a box.
Yes.
And so he wants us to get out of the box. He wants us to start going in the spirit realm and start calling those things down, you know, binding and loosing. This is like we were talking about earlier. We can't be afraid to go into the enemy's territory. You know, if we've been in the Word of God like we said we have been, if we're trusting God, then we already know we covered. We're already victorious. We're already victorious.
Amen.
Jesus has already proven that we're already victorious. We're already more than conquerors. And so when we go to battle, when we go to war, we have to make sure that we're armored up. We're geared up from top to bottom, from head to toe, you know. And so when we can go in like that, yes, we can take it by force, but fear can't come with us. It cannot be our partner, because if fear is our partner, somebody's going to lose sight, and one of us are going to end up sinking. I am not sinking. I ain't going to let my brother or sister sink either, but I'm going to tell you, you better get on your job. So like, we got to be on this thing together. You know, so we have to be willing to take it by force. That means we're going to have to, you know, and so when some things come up against us, we got to put on our big girl, big boy drawers and be able to deal with it, be able to take it. You know, somebody throw a blow, we ain't got to throw a blow back. The Word of God is the Word of God. You speak the Word of God over every situation and let God handle it. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Truly, you're talking right. We can't, you know, we can't be wimps. We got to truly take it by force. And listen, as I said, we cannot just sit around and let him be pumped by the devil, because he's coming in by force. And listen, even if we don't want to be in this war, we are in this war. When we became saved, when we accepted Jesus as our Savior, he began to set us apart to be sanctified for his use. So when Satan discovered that God is sanctifying us for a purpose in the kingdom, then he assaults us. So we cannot allow him just to run all over like a muck and be fearful. We got to fight back, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood.
You're right.
Mm.
And we cannot possess the land. Look, what did Joshua and them have to do? They had to fight battles in order to possess the land. And we will have to fight battles in order to possess the blessings of the Lord. And it's not always houses and cars. It's to win souls. We should be soul winners.
Winners.
So when the enemy sees that we become soul winners, he will attack us. Listen, what happened with Nehemiah? When he set his mind to build the wall, he had opposition.
Yes,
we
he did.
Were at opposition also. And we cannot just say, okay, I'm going to give up because this is happening, that happening. I ain't got no money. If God has given you the assignment, he will provide for you.
Yes, he will.
Even if
he will.
Someone says it will be free, you might not say, I ain't got no money. And then someone gives you something free, it's free. You might say, I don't know, I don't got money to get here. I can't get. Someone might say, here's some money, because God always provides. Where he leads,
he
provides. Come on.
Yes.
Unless we all in our flesh and we want to be great. This ain't nothing about greatness, because if I'm great here on earth, that's my reward. But what I want
is
that the glory of the Lord to be shined through me. If Jesus cannot be seen in me, I don't want to go. And that's the bottom line. If God can't get the glory, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to do it. Come on now.
Right.
I want God to get the glory. And anything that I can do, I have to do it earnestly. I got to do it.
Yeah.
I got to force myself when I don't feel like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray. When I don't want to get up before I go to work to pray, I got to press.
Yeah. That's right.
And
that's
I
right.
have to become violent with Angela because the flesh is in opposition to the spirit. So there's a war going on inside of Angela because Angela want to crock up in her bed and sleep when the spirit wants her to get up and pray. So what do I do?
Yeah.
I beat my flesh under subjection for kingdom business.
Mm-hmm,
we got to be, not only attack the enemy, but we got to beat our flesh under subjection.
Right.
If there's just me and you on this call right here, Lovey, we have to still do it because it's all about obedience. If God can see you being faithful is violent against Satan too, because when you are faithful, he don't like that. Oh, come on. And when you are faithful and you have faith, listen, your faith is a weapon against the enemy. Can I teach something tonight? When you begin to have faith in the Lord, it tears Satan's kingdom down.
That's true. That's good.
With faith, you are fierce. Come on now. Because when Satan sniffs faith on you and still a fear, he runs out the room.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. So we gotta come up. We gotta come up out of ourselves violently and be all that God has created us to be. Come on. And stop worrying about the numbers. But worry, but be concerned about obedience. Now, I'm talking to Angela. I'm talking to Angela. Believe me.
We got
to
talk to ourselves first.
Amen?
That's good. That's good that you said that because we can give a word to everybody else, but one first, we need to be the person that's receptive of the word that we're giving to others first.
Amen.
So that's good. I like how you always say that. I'm talking to Angela, my sister said straight up, I'm talking to me first. I know that's why. Yes, we have to be. because we can't be telling somebody else the word of God and we ain't doing it ourselves. You know what I mean?
We need
to talk to ourselves first before we start talking to other folks about telling them what they need to do in the word of God, you know. So, you know.
Because if I begin to judge you and I'm doing the same thing, guess what?
Right.
The same measure of judgment is going to hit Angela's house.
Right. Exactly. That's right. I know that's right, Nubba. I know. I told God, just show me me. Show me, God. Whatever it is that is not of you, you know, I can't do it by myself. You know, but I know with you, all things are possible. Show me first before you show me anything else. Show me. So, you know, that's an awesome word right there. Amen. Praise God. What an awesome topic. Amen.
Amen.
It's an awesome show. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Well, our time is running up, and if there is anybody that wants to say anything, if not, I'm going to give this right back over to our prophetess, and she's going to lead us out in prayer. She has an announcement. We're having a conference. Is it the 18th and the 19th of March, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 18th and 19th of March, yes. And they can, if you're interested in going, you can go to our website, nmcic.org, and get registered. We'll have a group rate of 5. If you register as a group of 5, you're actually going to save $100, which means you're only paying less about $20 per person. And so that's a really good deal. We just want to make sure that you can get there and be blessed. I will be doing my presenting my first production, my first play from the book, Broken Chains. We have some kids who are going to be ministering through dance and drama to portray some of the scenes, and then some of the scenes are going to be acted out. I mean, I'm just so excited about what God is doing, and I pray that those who can attend or will attend will be blessed, and then when they leave there, you know, life will never, ever be the same. That is my desire. Amen.
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 Well, glory to God. I'm excited myself. Amen.
Yes, I can't wait to see you. Yes, I'm going
to
be so excited. Yes, coming to Texas.
I'm coming to Texas again.
Yes, again, yes. I can't wait to see you guys. So
I know.
Well,
I love you. Some of you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Give all my love. Give my nephews my grandnephews, my love.
Yeah, your grandnephews.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Well, give everybody love there for me, too. I'm going to pray out. Yes, God, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you that the headache that Lovey was experienced has lifted. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Pastor Keisha Nisi. I pray, Father God, that you continue to bless her, keep her covered, and the babies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, cover the house, God. Cover the building, Father God, where you have allowed Lovey to be the seer over, Father God, to minister your word, Father. I pray, Father God, that the people will come in hungry and thirsty for your word,
Lord.
Father God. I pray that they come together on one accord with a spirit of unity, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that there is nothing missing. There is no lack in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every person on the line, whoever's on the line. We just thank you. We thank you for your presence, Holy Ghost, and we thank you, God, that you are our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. God, we thank you, we bless you, and as we leave this place, we're never from your presence, and we say hallelujah and thank you for that you are always with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you guys. Love you.
Love you guys.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good night. All right.
Okay, you guys too. Bye-bye.